Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads. And as we look ahead to 2025, it's the perfect time to harness the power of positive affirmations. This week, we're sharing some of the best affirmations for 2025, declarations of self-belief, intention, and positive energy to help you create the life you desire. We're bringing you some good news and tools to help you thrive. So let's get into it. Affirmations are very powerful statements that, when repeated regularly, can help reprogram our subconscious mind, shift our beliefs, and attract positive outcomes. They're a way of speaking our desires into existence, reinforcing positive thought patterns, and cultivating a more optimistic outlook. So this episode is about understanding how affirmations work, how to use them effectively, and sharing some powerful affirmations specifically tailored to the year ahead. This is about being real and raw about the power of our thoughts and the positive impact that we create. We'll explore the science behind affirmations, discuss how to personalize them to fit your individual needs, and delve into practical tips for incorporating them into your daily routine. So get ready to go there. We will be raw and honest about the importance of believing in the affirmations we use and the transformative power they can have on our lives. So let's dive into that. It's 2025. A new year is here. And a new year brings with it a renewed sense of possibility, a chance to refocus, realign, and reimagine the life you want to create. So as 2025 began, it's the time to harness the power of positive affirmations to manifest your dreams, align your energy, and set the tone for a year filled with growth, abundance, and joy. Affirmations are more than just words. They are powerful tools to shift your mindset, strengthen your beliefs, and shape your reality. So by repeating positive, empowering statements, you can reprogram your subconscious mind and just overcome self-doubt and attract the opportunities and experiences that you desire. So that's what we're gonna, just unpack here. The top affirmations for 2025, each carefully crafted to inspire and empower you. So let this be your guide, insights into why affirmations work and how they can transform your mindset. And we'll also cover tips for creating your own personalized affirmations to support your unique goals and aspirations. So I love this topic. I know you guys hear me talk like in all the episodes, every chance I get, I'm always talking about how I start my day off with affirmations. I just love waking up in the morning and just declaring things into my life and just speaking those things into my life. So 2025 is your year to manifest greatness, whether you're seeking personal growth, professional success, stronger relationships, or inner peace. Affirmations can help you align your thoughts and actions with the life you want to live. So as you explore these affirmations and incorporate them into your routine, just remember the power lies not only in the words themselves, but also in the belief, emotion, and actions you bring to them. The more you align the energy of what you desire, the more you will attract into your life. So let's get into that. So let's explore how affirmations work. Some people think it's simple, like, oh, I want to win the lottery. No, newsflash, it doesn't work like that. So let's discuss that. How do affirmations work? They tap into the power of your brain's ability to change and rewire itself. By repeatedly affirming positive statements, we can create new neutral pathways in our brains, which can lead us to shifting our beliefs, our behaviors, and ultimately changing our reality. So here are some key principles for using affirmations effectively.
Use present tense when you're speaking and declaring affirmations. Affirmations should be stated as if they already are true. For an example, I am confident, not I will be confident. You have to kind of declare that the proper way. So use positive language. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. For an example, I attract abundance is what you would declare, not I want to stop being broke. You have to like declare that the proper way. So also make your affirmations more personal and more specific. Tailor the affirmations to your individual needs and desires, whatever your goals or whatever your heart desires, tailor that affirmation. And the great thing about affirmations, one of the ways to make them work is you have to repeat them regularly. You have to be consistent. Consistency is key. Repeat your affirmations daily. Ideally, multiple times a day. Feel the emotions when you repeat your affirmations. Try to connect them with the feeling associated with them. This will make them more powerful and make you more connected authentically. So believe in what you're saying. For affirmations to be effective, you need to believe in their potential. So whatever it is that you're manifesting, you need to believe that it could possibly happen. So let's get the good news. Some powerful affirmations for 2025. Let's go ahead and declare them. Top affirmations. So the first one is for confidence. I embrace strengths and confidently pursue my goals. For abundance, if you want more abundance in your life, you want to declare, I am open to receiving abundance in all areas of my life. If you declare health and wellness, you want to affirm, I prioritize my health and well-being and I radiate that. And if you want to declare relationships, your new boo for 2025, you want to declare, I attract loving and supportive relationships into my life. And if you are looking to manifest and affirm success, you want to declare, I am capable of achieving my dreams and I embrace opportunities for growth. Now, if you want to declare inner peace, you want to affirm, I cultivate inner peace, serenity, and I navigate life with grace and ease. And if you want to declare more self-love for 2025, you want to affirm, I love and accept myself unconditionally, exactly as I am. Embrace your uniqueness. And if you want to cultivate more resilience in 2025, you want to declare, I am strong, I am resilient, and I overcome challenges with grace and determination. And if you want to just declare a new beginning, a new outlook, you want to affirm, I embrace new beginnings with ultimate arms and trust in the journey ahead. And if you want more gratitude in your life, you want to declare, I am grateful for all of the blessings in my life, both big and small. So choose the affirmations that resonate most with you and incorporate them into your daily routine. You can write them down, you can say them aloud, or you can visualize them in your mind. So let's reflect on that. What affirmations will you carry with you into 2025? What does that look like for you? Always remember that the affirmations you've embraced are more than just words. They are seeds of possibility, planted in the fertile ground of your mind and heart. By repeating these affirmations daily, you've already begun the process of aligning your thoughts, emotions, and actions with the life you desire to create in 2025 and beyond. Each affirmation is a reminder of your potential, your worth, and your power to shape your reality. They encourage you to think positively, act intentionally, and believe unwaveringly in your ability to manifest the life of your dreams and all that you desire. The journey doesn't end there. This is only the beginning for great things to come. So go ahead and manifest all that you desire for 2025 and put in those actions and repeat it daily, sometimes multiple times. Like I said, I love affirmations. There's nothing better than starting your day off with positivity and affirmations. So stay consistent. Repetition is key to transformation. Continue to weave these affirmations into your daily life, using them as a guiding light in moments of doubt or even when you face challenges. I think affirmations are great to speak positive over darkness, over setbacks, over disappointments. You have affirmations for so many areas of your life. So work on just figuring out how you can adapt those affirmations so that you can grow and evolve. Adapt and grow. So as your goals and aspirations evolve, feel free to modify these affirmations. I can't tell you how many times I've manifested these and I spoke things into existence and they became, and then, okay, it's the next level. It's time to speak some new things. It's a new season. So as you grow and evolve, as you should, modify these affirmations or create new ones so that they reflect your current vision. So in order to stay up to date with your affirmations, you must use awareness and discernment. Be aware of how things are going in your life. Keep a journal, keep a tracker, whatever you need to do that so that you can assess and think of, okay, how am I doing? Do I need to set new manifestations? Did I land my dream job? Did I meet the person of my dreams? Like, let me reshift. Now I want to move and add things on top of that. So you want to constantly evolve and constantly elevate yourself. It's all about adapting and growing. But most importantly, you want to embrace action. Affirmations are most powerful when they're paired with inspired action. So be intentional with your actions and understand what actions that you need to put forward in order to make this affirmation become reality and put you one step towards your goals. And also just have that level of courage and determination. Manifestations, affirmations are great, but you also need to be able to tap into having actions and how that shows up. So also cultivate gratitude. Whenever you accomplish something, whenever you successfully manifest something into your life, celebrate your progress, big or small, and just be humble, be grateful for the journey, knowing that every step brings you closer to your dreams, everything that you're manifesting. So I have my list of things that I'm manifesting and declaring in my life, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast and you're making your list of things that you want to manifest, your vision board, the things that you want to accomplish. You want to declare those positive affirmations into your life. You have the power to do that, but you also have the power to be intentional and put action with your affirmation so that you can make things happen. So I don't know about you, but I'm feeling extremely excited about 2025, and I hope you are too. This is your year. This is your year to shine bright. This is your year to put in that effort. Things may have not gone the way you wanted them to go in 2024, but guess what? It's a new year. 2025 is a year of limitless potential, a year for growth, abundance, and joy. So by using these affirmations, you've actually equipped yourself with the tools to navigate challenges, to be resilient, to embrace opportunities, and manifest the positive changes that you seek in your life for this new year. So let that resonate with you. The power to create your best year, it lies deep within you. So let these affirmations serve as daily reminders of your strength, your vision, and your unshakable beliefs in what's possible. So as you align your energy with your intentions, the universe will respond kindly to you, opening doors and paving the way for you to succeed. So this journey manifesting your best life, one affirmation, one step, one day at a time. You have to believe, and you also have to cultivate that greatness to declare and speak that positivity over your life for 2025. Declare that.
Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on today's episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to create the life you desire, and use these affirmations as tools to cultivate positive change and embrace the amazing possibilities that await you in 2025. See you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.